Rock Salt Musecast Experience with Aaron, Dave,
Patrick, and Jermaine
on a mission from God.
All right, David's back. You're going to talk baseball. Yeah, because I'm kind of out of the loop. You guys are deep on this.
Yeah, I always
really?
Like bringing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I always like bringing Brian on to talk baseball. You know, he is truly a baseball fan.
Hey, look, there's the evolution of the beard. You got mine, and then you got Aaron's, where it's a little more fuller, and then you got David's, where it's even more fuller, and then you got the finished product, which is Brighton.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I have, well, not anymore. I'm older now. But I used to grow it when I was younger, like David, because I would have a baby face. And that's why David grows his, you know, because he would look 13 if he shaved off his beard.
I'll look 17.
David, you keep breaking up. If you can hear me, you keep breaking up.
Hey, David, how many bars do you have? How many bars do you have on your phone?
Can you hear me
now? Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right.
You're pretty good now.
Two bars.
Okay.
All right.
He's in Reno today up there.
Where are you at in Reno?
I'm playing a tournament, so I'm at Golden Eagle right now. So we don't play again till 5. So
where's Golden Eagle? Is that Golden Valley?
Sparks. By Sparks.
No, it's like
Sparks. Sparks. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, would you have a baby face if you shaved off your beard? Or when you're younger?
Something's up.
Oh,
can you hear me? Can't hear now. Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Brian.
This is working great.
Yes, it's great radio. Great podcast.
Astros are better than the Rangers.
Yeah. Well, I guess he can't hear you now because,
you know.
Yeah.
He's not even looking.
Nope. He's on his computer trying to.
He's looking at how much they wasted on Corey Seager.
What's going on?
There you go. I can hear you now.
Can you hear us?
My sound.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear us now? Nope.
Nope. He lost it again. So I will cut this out.
I figured, but I'm not going to stop recording. So,
yep.
What do you think of my new backdrop? You like it?
Nice.
Yeah.
I see that you and your husband are matching with the white beards and the white hair now.
Who's that? Who?
I don't want to do.
Brian, can you hear us?
Hey, do you got a number for Brian?
Yes.
Let me see if he's probably not looking at my computer. Text him and see if maybe he wants to bail out and come back on. Maybe that'll fix it.
Yeah, because it kicked me off a couple times because I didn't have good service, but then he came back on really good. So.
Well, now he's muted.
Brian.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
there
can
we
you
go.
Hear us?
Oh, dude, something went weird. It just all of a sudden I couldn't hear any of y'all.
No.
No,
it's all good.
I'm muting myself. Sorry.
We were talking about how big of a fluke last year's World Series was. Just a
fluke?
Yeah, it was a fluke.
Yeah, I don't know. As you can see, I've got my Texas Rangers World Series champion hat on here.
I'm going to tell you my level experience with I just interjected. I just stuffed myself into this conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my level of, baseball knowledge, especially when it comes to Texas. Two words, Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite baseball player ever. And I never hesitate to pull up him just putting that guy in the headlock and going to test.
Robin Ventura.
That's the guy.
That's the man. In all defense of my Texas Rangers, I will say this. Some people say it's a fluke. They won 90 games. They had one of the worst bullpens last year. They blew like it was an amazing 38 saves, something like that. So yeah, if you just factor in average, you know, odds, and you just blow half of that, let's say it's 18 or 20, they would have had another 12, 15 wins. So yeah, they really were a good team. People just kind of overlooked some of those inside the number stuff. And then they got hot at the end and, you know, went 11-0 on the road. Nobody's going to do that again. But that's what it takes, man. Baseball, you know, you got to get, you got to be lucky, you got to be healthy, and you got to get hot, man.
Hey, so was that your biggest?
I'm sorry.
Dave, can you do me a favor? Can you turn off Dad's camera? Because we don't want to see this Dodger stuff.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just edit you out later.
Yeah. I'm the person that does the editing, so yeah, I don't know about that.
Just put a SF over the LA part. We'll be good.
Yeah. Just put Yankees of the West across the background. Yankees of the West.
Well, I think the Yankees are the Dodgers of the East. All the money we're spending or will be spending for the next 30 years or whatever it is.
And yet you have half a ring.
Before we get into this year, what was your biggest surprise last year and disappointment, Brian?
Well, I guess biggest surprise is obviously the Texas Rangers winning it all since they've never done it. And nobody picked them. I think Vegas had them winning 78 games last year. So came out of nowhere. Let's see. Biggest disappointment, and I guess overall, would be some of the guys getting hurt, you know, that you wanted to see play more. I think Aaron Judge would be one, you know, because I'm not a Yankees fan at all, but you want to see great players play, right? So
That
would probably be one of them. And Jacob DeGrom getting hurt after only 7 starts. And so, you know, that's my a couple of disappointments.
David, go ahead. Your biggest surprise and disappointment
was the Diamondbacks. I didn't think they were going to get hired in third in their division. Like with how star-studded that division was last year with San Diego and the Dodgers, and then them end up just coming out of nowhere and just beating Philly, beating the Dodgers, beating Philly, and just not even doing it barely. They were doing it handily too.
Okay. You know, my biggest disappointment is I was so looking forward to seeing the Dodgers and the Braves. I thought the two best teams in the National League play in the pennant, and neither of them got there. They exited before they really arrived to some degree. And my biggest surprise was probably the Orioles. I did not think they were going to be that good. Davis said he picked them to win the division. I didn't think they were going to be that good. I knew they were good young. You could talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks being a surprise, but being an NL West fan like I am with the Dodgers, I knew they had a lot of young talent in the farm system. And so I thought they would be good.
Can I also say the coolest moment of the season was an Adley Rutschman hit switch hit in the Derby and went like 7-for-7 as a righty in the Derby.
Yes.
That was probably the coolest moment of the year. Like hands down.
Yep. So Jermaine has joined us here. He just wants to listen in and our baseball expertise. Disagree. So let's move on to this year. Do you have your 6 playoff teams that you think?
Yeah.
Whoever wants to go first.
Yeah.
Brian, you go ahead.
All right. Out of the West, I've got. I'll start with the AL.
Okay.
And I've got the Seattle winning, and then in the Central, I'm going to go with the. I'll go with the Indians.
Okay.
And then in the East, this is the hard one. There's so many good teams out there.
It's a gauntlet. It's an absolute gauntlet.
It is. It's a gauntlet. I guess I'll go with the Orioles again. So, and then my two wild card. I guess there's 3 wild cards now.
Yes.
So, wild card wise, Texas, Houston, and I'm going to go with New York. Gosh, I can't believe I said that. The Yankees.
Might have to wash your mouth a little bit.
Okay. All right. Let's David go to AL this, and then we'll move into the NL.
West Rangers, Central Indians, East Orioles, wild cards, Seattle, Houston, and either Toronto or Tampa. As much as I want to say that.
You got to pick one.
Probably Tampa. I can see them making it.
Okay. Now I have my AL. The Orioles, the Astros, the Twins, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, and the Angels. I really thought, about going Rangers with the Angels, and I thought, you know what?
How far are you pulling the Angel card out?
I just want to see Mike Trout in the playoffs, and I think that the Astros are better than the Rangers. And so again, it's just my hope wish that the Angels would make it.
The only way they're making the playoffs is if George Knox is their manager. If you know that,
All right. Now, David, you go the NL. Who do you have for the NL?
West, Dodgers, Central, probably the Cubs, East, probably the Phillies, No, Braves, and then the wild card Phillies, Diamondbacks. I don't want to give it to another NL West team. Give me the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Okay.
All right.
All right, Brian. You're NL.
Pretty much the same. I've got Dodgers, Braves, and I'm going to go with the Cardinals to win the Central. And then wild cards will be the Giants, the Phillies, and then I'm going to roll with the Cubbies.
Okay. I have my six, the Dodgers, the Braves, and I had the Reds winning the Central. I know they've lost something here and there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I'm going to go my wild cards, D-backs, Padres, and Phillies, I think.
Did you say the D-bags?
No, the D-backs. The D-backs.
That's not nice, Aaron.
Yes, that's not nice. Someone's like, D-bags. Is that a minor league team? And
no,
so
it wasn't. Internet. Really, I saw this like summer ball team. They're called the Danville Dairy Daddies, and it's just their logo is a muscular cow with a bat. And I want one of their hats. I saw it. And I was like, I need one of their hats. It is the
new
one
of those hats.
Thing.
That's
I
awesome.
Need one of those hats.
All right, I'm gonna go first here on the NL pennant. I have the Dodgers and the Braves playing for the chance to go to the World Series. So that's who I have. David, who is your two for the NL that is gonna make the pennant?
Braves and I think the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
I just
and
think
Brian. Oh, go ahead, David. Go ahead.
I just think with as much as how star studded the Dodgers are gonna be. I just think that, like, all the talent in the world isn't, you know, talent can't beat small ball, and that's what the Diamondbacks do. They play small ball through and through.
Okay. And Brian, your two teams in the NL.
I'm gonna go Dodgers and Phillies. Roll with the Phillies. I think that they have got a little – well, it's either them or the Braves, right? But I'm going to go with the Phillies just to be different.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought the Dodgers and Braves last year, and that's who I picked this year. The second time's the charm, I guess, the Dodgers and the Braves in the NL pennant for me. Let's move to the AL, and David, you go first here. The AL, who's your AL pennant?
Not the Yankees. Definitely not the Yankees.
Okay.
Give me Texas.
Okay.
Give me Baltimore.
I think
that young team is just going to like Jackson Holliday, from what I've seen in spring training, he is going to be a big, big part of that lineup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you know who his dad is, but his dad was kind of a, you know, Hall of Famer and, you know, really, really good player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good player.
Yep. Yep. And Brian, you're AL pennant.
Actually, I'm going to agree with David. I'm going to pick the Rangers to a wild card team, and I think the Orioles have the nucleus now, and they've got some experience after getting swept. That they're gonna, they know, they kind of got that taste of what it's like. They got to figure out what to do to win, and they're going to come back. I'm picking Texas because they're getting DeGrom, hopefully Scherzer back in the middle end of the season. So if you have a healthy, you know, any of those guys pitching at the end, that's pretty tough competition right there.
So that series, the Baltimore Texas series, would be a fun series. You know, there'd be a lot of runs scored in that series, I think.
Yeah.
And I could be completely wrong. It'd be all 2-1 games, but I think those lineups are incredible. Both of them.
I think those games will be high scoring in Texas because Baltimore is a pitcher's ballpark. It's not a hitter's ballpark in any means. A couple years ago when you had the extended stands forward, yes, it was a hitter's ballpark, but they took away like 5 or 6 rows of bleachers and made the outfield farther back. So now it's a pitcher's ballpark. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessary. So, but like Texas, ball flies. So you're going to see those. Like, I mean, back when LA played Houston in the World Series, you know, you saw some of the balls that guys just flick their bats and they go out. You're like, what? So those, you know, when they play in Baltimore, yeah, you're going to get 2-1, 3-2. When you play in Texas, 8-7, 10-9, you're going to get big boy score games there. You know, it's probably going to go 7. I think me and Brian can both probably agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the AL, I have the Orioles and the Astros going. And again, it's not going to surprise me if, you know, I think the Orioles, if I was to pick one team, they're a lock to go to the pennant. You know, I think they got all the playoff experience they needed last year. They're going to win a lot of games, and they're probably going to have home field probably. Mm-hmm. And that place is going to be rocking there. And, you know, it just wouldn't surprise me if it was Texas or Houston there.
My biggest question, because, like, with both those teams coming out, like, I agree. My biggest thing about Baltimore is how beat up are they going to be getting in the playoff after dealing with that gauntlet of the division?
Yeah.
Because by the time you get to September – that bullpen's spent. You've played against 3 teams that are going to make the playoffs. Like, you are spent, you know, because in that division's a gauntlet. You have 4 teams that can make the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, let's move to the NL. And no one cares about the NL. No. We already got the NL. The who from the NL is going to make the World Series? Brian, go first.
All right.
You have the Dodgers and the Phillies playing the.
I got the Phillies pennant. Beating the Dodgers because the Dodgers always choke.
Okay. All right.
Hey, don't you notice that?
It was nice having you on the show today, Brian.
I'm sorry. I know.
No, you're good.
You need a new manager. I think that's one of your problems. Get a new manager, and then you guys should be winning.
You think? I love Dave Roberts. Mm-hmm. I think he handles that club really well. I thought last year with all the injuries, to win 100 games was incredible. And I thought he was man of the year. But again, it's all people's perspective. I like Dave Roberts. You can't have in the playoffs, you can't have your 1-2 hitter go like 3-for-24.
Yep,
and Mookie Betts and Freeman go 3-for-24 in a series against the Diamondbacks. You're going to lose. Yep. And so I'm going to go. I got the Dodgers going to the World Series.
Wow, I think big shocker. The Braves.
Well, I again, last year I picked the Braves to go to the World Series because I thought they were a better team. I think the Dodgers have loaded up big time on talent I'll be the first to say I did not want them to sign Otani because it just it breeds this mega team, not you know thing, and and then they signed the other guy from I think Japan, whose splitter is just unreal. Mm-hmm. And so again, I think they win the NLS by 10 to 15 games.
Hey, Brian, don't you notice that Dodger blue mixed with that Cowboy blue? Like this is our year every year.
Yeah. It's
except Dodgers have won one in the last, 6-8 years. So Cowboys haven't won since 95, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah, that's there. All right, David, who goes to the World Series from the NL? Who was the NL pennant? You got the Braves and the D-backs. Who goes?
Braves will get Acuña his first ring. First of many.
Okay. All right, David, we'll go with you again. Who goes to the World Series from the AL? You have Texas and Baltimore. Who wins that series?
Baltimore in a slugfest.
Okay.
And I think just because, it's going to go to 7, it's going to be a slugfest, and I just think that Baltimore is going to limp into the World Series, and they're going to, because they're so beaten and their bullpen's been and everything like that, Braves are going to win probably 6 games.
Okay. Brian, who's Texas, Baltimore, who wins that series to go to the World Series?
Well, being that nobody has went back-to-back championships to the World Series since 98, 99, 2000.
Would that be the Braves that did it then?
It would be the Yankees.
The Yankees,
they won
okay.
3 straight.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, back-to-back, there have been teams that have gone back-to-back, but they haven't won. So I'm going to pick I'm going to homer out and pick the Rangers to beat the Orioles in 7. And I'm going to go with the Rangers because I think if they can get Scherzer and DeGrom back along with Eovaldi, I think with that starting, I think their starting the pitching is better than the Orioles, but I think the bullpen of the Orioles is dominant. So you have to get ahead of them. You can't let them jump ahead. And otherwise, they shut you down. And I think guys like Corey Seager and Semien are just clutch players, and Garcia. And I don't know if the Orioles have that yet, but I know the Orioles are really going to be good for a long time, though. So that's it.
Okay. And so, David, go first on – you got Baltimore and the Braves in the World Series. Who wins it?
Braves in six. I just think that it's gonna be a slugfest between Texas and Baltimore. And I just think that whichever team from the AL gets in, I know I have Baltimore, but whoever gets in the AL, especially between those teams, is just going to limp in, bullpen spin, everyone's, playing 7 exhausting games, you're not going to be able, you're 3 days is not enough time for everyone to rest, especially Adley and Jackson and all of them. It's just, or Seager, all of them, it's not going to be that hard to refresh. And if you go down 2-0 to Atlanta, you might as well just kiss the series goodbye.
All right, I'll go next, and I'll have Brian go last. I got the Dodgers beating the Astros, and I don't know how many games, but I just think they're the best team.
Hey, David, is Aaron dreaming here?
No. No,
Aaron, your name's not David.
Okay. David.
he's dreaming. It's like he thinks that Dave Roberts is like Jason Garrett, just gonna bring him to the promised land.
Garrett never brought anybody to the promised
land. I was thinking more of, it's the Dodgers. Of course they're gonna go to the World Series. It's the Dodgers. who else is going to go to the series but the Dodgers?
So, Brian, you got Texas against the Phillies in the World Series. So, who do you got it?
I'm going to go with the Rangers.
Okay. Back to back World Series.
Yes, back to back. Probably 6 or 7.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's all good. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, when you spend $1.2 billion on 2 guys, you better win a ring.
Are you serious? Is that what they spent on 2 guys?
Shohei was 700, and then the other dude was 325. So, yeah, $1.25 billion on 2 guys.
If I got this correct,
It they sounds are, like they're very oppressed.
Yeah, they they are paying Shohei like basically $1 million a year during the years he pays for the Dodgers.
$2 million a year.
And then they're going to pay him after he's done playing for the Dodgers the rest of that load of money. And so after he's done playing, they're going to probably still owe him like $600 million. So hey, David.
Yeah.
Still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay. All right.
And I'm so, just walking back to the field, so I'm just going to.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to get some background noise, but we're good.
Okay. Go ahead, Brian. Did you have something?
No, I was just going to talk about that contract. It's kind of shady, man. It's kind of
it
sketchy.
Is.
You know, hey, we're going to pay a guy $2 million for 10 years each, you know, and then the rest will be paid after he's done playing. All that way you can fit under the cap, or it's not really a cap in baseball, but, you know, they got that. Well, I get it is like a cap, but it's not a hard cap. So you pay a tax if you go over it.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of playing bending rules to make sure they can fit it in. I don't know. I guess, I mean, hey, more teams might start doing this, though. And if the player wants to agree to that.
You know what? They probably did that. So probably next year they can probably buy like more pitching or something else that they need. So that way they don't really have to. They can be like, oh, yeah, we're technically giving Shohei $700 million. But we're only giving him, you know, 20 mil for 10 years, so we can sign somebody big, and we still look like we're not spending as much money as we think we are.
I guess the downside of that is I don't know how much they pay after he's gone after these 10 years. Like, is it $50 million a year, or is it, you know, $20 million a year?
It's $68 million a year, I think, for the last 10 years after.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's the guy's not even on your team.
Well, he can get out, though. I mean, there are outs.
Oh, he has
a word reduced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has.
These numbers are obscene.
Yes, they are.
They are as obscene as buying a hot dog at a Live Nation concert.
Yeah.
$68 million for one person to play baseball?
Yeah.
Look, I'm in support. I'm going off for a second. Sorry, guys. I'm in support of athletes making as much money as they can. They have a very short career span. They can be taken out in a heartbeat with an injury. And those owners make a ton of money. Okay, so I don't have a problem with a baseball player getting paid, but is $68 million for how long is this contract? How long is this contract? Five, 10 years?
It's
3 years. 3 years.
$20
million over $20 million a year.
We're one on one.
David, you got to mute.
Mute, David.
We're good.
That's obscene. And I got a problem with that. There's people struggling out here.
Yes, sir. True.
Yep.
You're right. I didn't want him to do it. You know,
that's just not right.
Yeah, you're right there. And so
anyway, I interrupted.
Plus, he's making probably $50 million a year just in
yeah. How many endorsements is this person gonna get?
So hey, let's move on real quick. I know we're gonna lose David here real quick.
I do MVP. Have a question. Hey, hang on real quick. When you guys are done, I do have a question. So, Brian, don't jump off.
Anyway. We're going to come back and talk some more.
And David, if you can stay on, stay on.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
MVP, David. AL, NL.
Either going to be probably Acuña.
Acuña?
Give me Acuña. Or if Ellie De La Cruz just goes absolutely monstrous off.
I need one. Which one?
You know what? I'll go sleeper pick. Give me Ellie.
Okay. All right, Brian. MVP in the NL.
It's going to be Acuña again.
Okay. I got it. Me and Mookie Betts going to shortstop. He's going to see with Otani batting behind him. He's going to see a ton of pitches. And he's going to score a lot of runs.
A ton of what?
A ton of pitches.
He's just going to strike out a lot.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to see a ton of the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, David, Cy Young and L.
Probably give me NL.
NL.
Give me a Striver or a Stridler or whatever it is from Strider. Atlanta. Strider. Give me Strider from Atlanta.
Okay. Brian?
Yeah, give me Strider. He should have won it last year.
And I'm going to go, and I'm a home. This is a homer pick. I'm going to go Walter. I'm going to go Brewer for the Dodgers.
Oh, super not surprised.
Yeah.
Another Dodger.
He's been amazing in spring training and everything I heard. And so
let me guess your ASL is going to be a Dodger too?
No. I, you know, AL MVP a Dodger too. Don't think, we can't do that, but I'm thinking about it. I'm going to go, I'm going to take a, you know, a reach here. AL, cause I have the Angels making the playoffs. I think Mike Trout wins the AL, MVP. And so that's who I'm going with. Brian, AL MVP. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Jordan Alvarez.
Jordan got it.
Alvarez?
Yeah, and the dark horse is Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay. All right. And David, yeah. MVP for the AL. Come on. Say his name. Soto? Okay.
Soto.
I was gonna say Judge, but no. You know, have you say Judge?
No, that big baby that injured his toe for 6 months.
And if the Rangers make the playoffs, my Cy Young pick will be there because I'm gonna go DeGrom as my Cy Young pick. He's not coming back till summer, right?
Yeah, it won't be late. Probably August, September.
Oh, no, he's not going to win it. Yeah. And so, Brian, who do you got for your Cy Young?
I'm going to go with Luis Castillo. I think that's his name from the Mariners.
Okay.
He used to pitch for the Reds.
David, you got a guess?
For AL?
Yeah.
You know what? Super, super dark horse, but he did really well last year. Brian Bello from the Red Sox. He was really good last year. He just,
okay.
I mean, you're just on a team that lost 80 games, so it's like it's hard.
Yeah. And I'm looking. Man, I'm trying to think of who I'm gonna pick as the AL. Because Cole's out and a bunch of other guys that I know. And so you picked David who again?
Cy Young. I picked Brian Bello from the Red Sox.
Bello. Okay.
Probably going to be our ace this year. He didn't really pitch a whole lot last year. He like got called up and we signed him to a decent contract and he's, from what I've seen in spring training, he looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I was trying to look up who's the Orioles ace.
Gosh,
they got a young guy, Grayson Rodriguez, but he could be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think who they had. I have to think about it. Who I want. But it clearly won't be DeGrom because he's not coming back until then. So, but it'd be one of the guys on the winning teams, that's for sure, because that's how that works.
I don't know. Sandy Almantra, whatever. I think he won the Cy Young last year, and he was on a team that didn't win anything last year, the Marlins.
Yeah.
So it's not just about winning teams. It's sure pitching your ass off. I mean, your butt off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pitch well, you're gonna win a Cy Young. I don't care if your team loses 110 games. You pitch your butt off, I'm getting you a Cy Young.
Yeah. And so so I see we got our picks in. We'll see who's right.
Is this for bragging rights? Is that what
this is for? You know, we come back mid-year. We did it last year, and see who's,
You know, I like baseball. I just don't follow baseball.
You know, I really do.
You follow all sports.
That's Brian, you live in a town where you have a major league team. We have a triple A team here.
Oh, cool.
But the Oakland A's are
without a home.
Yes, basically. Because there's really only two options. They go to Vegas, or they give the land in Oakland to the owner, and he builds a stadium. Plus, he's going to build hotels and everything else. But he is only getting the land. He is not asking the city for any money to build the stadium. Wow, he will build everything there. He just wants the land.
Love it.
But he has to knock down the current ballpark. Mm-hmm. And build a stadium, which will take him a couple of years.
And
so they have to find a home for 2 or 3 years, and they were probably going to end up in Sacramento.
Yeah. But let me throw a shade on this. Give him the land deal in Oakland. Just so you're aware, Brian, that is one of the most dangerous parts of Oakland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Like In-N-Out closed. You heard all the news about In-N-Out finally closed the store. It's almost across the street from the Coliseum. And I worked out there, and that is a pretty dangerous area. It's okay in the daytime, but once the sun goes down, but I don't know. I haven't been out there in a long time. In-N-Out said they closed down because it's not safe for their employees. And the car break-ins never end.
Dang, wow.
So crazy. Me personally, just based on that, I would say, Oakland's probably not a go unless there's just no other option. But Aaron would know better than me. I'm just saying that's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to go. I think Oakland would really want, Vegas wants an expansion team because baseball is going to expand. They have enough talent in the league now where they can expand. Plus, some of the minor league teams are hurting, so they need to get these ball players up. And so
I think that Sacramento actually is a perfect home for the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Because it's still NorCal. It's, for the people who used to drive 2 hours to Oakland to see them, now they don't have to. They're right here. Sacramento is a sports town. I mean, even when the Kings suck, people like it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think Sacramento is a good home for the Oakland A's.
You just don't have the corporate sponsors. And so,
My big thing about why don't they just do like the NBA did in the late 90s is just expansion teams. Just add a couple extra teams and just put add three teams to the AL or three teams to the NL and put one in each division.
Well, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna add the Vegas is gonna get Oakland. Or they're going to get
another team.
Expansion team.
I'd be happy with Vegas getting an expansion team. Yep. I know I'm dreaming. I'd be happy with the Vegas getting an expansion team and the A's coming up to Sacramento.
Yeah, they're all
coming to Sacramento.
And I think they're also talking about Salt Lake City, maybe getting.
Where the Bees play out there.
Yep.
And I know where that is as well because I spent some time there.
Yeah.
Man, they are baseball crazy out in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and so you can start to see. So hey David,
you know the best team in baseball is the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
They are the best.
My quick question, if you got to go, David, that's okay. But here's my question, because I bring this up all the time. Aaron doesn't agree with me. You guys tell me what you think. I have two changes that I would like to make to baseball.
Oh, here we go.
Two changes. One is, I think if women can keep up with the boys of summer, you let them.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, what say you?
Well, I could say yes, but it's never going to happen because I can't keep up.
Okay. I disagree. I disagree.
You're just not good enough.
I disagree. And I'm not talking the whole trans thing. I'm not talking the whole trans thing.
No.
I'm talking about a legit female.
Yeah.
They're just not going to compete. They're not going to hit a 98 mile an hour fastball. They're not going to have any pop to drive the ball much past shallow fly balls.
Here's my view on it.
Hey, neither the intro.
Here's my view on it. And it goes for football too. I'm okay with women playing the kicker role. If they don't mind, maybe they might get, tackled by some guys, but some girls, they don't care about that stuff. And that's fine. Okay. I wouldn't put them out on the gridiron per se, but I'd let them kick. Now, when it comes to baseball though, I say you let them try out. And if they're good enough, you hire them.
I think they would, Dave. I agree with Brian. They're just not good enough.
Okay.
And again, I'm nothing against women. If they can
keep up with the boys of summer.
Yeah.
I say let them in.
And I tell you what, you go ahead and put Mookie Betts and some of the best hitters in baseball out there on a softball field and try to hit that rise ball or whatever. I think they would struggle too, trying to hit that softball. Now, again, they're just, as Brian says, they're just not strong enough, So what's your second
point? My second one, and I muted David.
You go ahead.
And so, David, you can unmute yourself, but I think they should allow at least one brawl in baseball like they do in hockey. A bench clearing, that's what makes hockey exciting. And, people don't like baseball because it moves slow. And I agree, it does move slow. But if I knew there was a big fight coming, I'm waiting.
Well, we did a segment last year on the fight between the Angels and the Mariners, I think, where they got into it.
The thing about that, they have sped up the game with the pitch clock.
Yes.
So you have, 15 seconds with nobody on base, 20. But here's what I hate, and I'm with you here. If you hit somebody and the other team feels like, hey, that was on purpose, what does the ump do now? He warns both benches, don't do that or you're getting thrown out. So the other team that took a hit from the pitch, they now have no way to get a payback. Back in the day, if you hit my guy and it looked like it was on purpose, I'm coming at you at some point later. But the umps will now stop that and give the warning. So the team that took the ball in the ribs is like, bro, we can't hit them back. And then, if they do, then the manager's ejected and the pitcher's ejected instantly.
But see, here's the thing. And there was a couple years ago when it was the playoffs, when Utley slid hard in the second and the Dodgers ended up winning that series. The next year, Syndergaard threw behind Utley and Syndergaard got tossed immediately. So and there's a mic'd up version of Terry Collins talking to the umpire. He's like, why don't we get our shot? Why don't we get our shot? And the umpire literally said to him, that was your shot. You had a shot to hit him. You missed. You had your shot.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't – I'm not saying that I've thought out all the ramifications and rules of how you would do it. I'm just saying I'd like fighting in baseball. That's it.
I would too. I'm with you.
But I'd rather last year, Tim Anderson to Jose Ramirez, when Ramirez KO'd, when he went, that was great. I was like, yes, please.
What was that one? It was a few years ago because I was in San Francisco at the time.
Toronto.
The dude where it knocked his Oakleys right off his face.
Yeah, Toronto and Texas Odor against Bautista.
That was fantastic, and I have that picture saved because I remember watching it when it happened, but I have that picture saved somewhere on my phone because someone got a shot of it happening, and you could see the one dude's face is like,
and then he tried to come out, Jose tried to come out and say, oh, yeah, he hits like a girl. I'm like, no. you took 4 or 5 steps back, wobbly, got caught by your team, and it's like, oh no, I'm good. No. You got one, two, you got peace.
And see, this is what I'm talking about. What are we talking about? Baseball. We're talking about how exciting it can be. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, they had a little squabble in a girls' college basketball game, and next thing you know, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was talking about it.
I'm not saying I want pure violence in sports. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about let's mix it up every once in a while.
You know, someone throws at your guy, you should be able to throw. I tell you what, though, there'd be a stiff penalty hit a guy in the head.
Well, I'm gonna bet that
these guys can hit the corners. Don't tell me you lost the ball and hit the guy in the head.
Now, I would guess that there are a lot of pro baseball players out there that would go, what are you talking about? I am not taking hits. But, would you agree?
Yeah,
I would bet the pro players don't agree with us right now.
Well, again, as long as someone's not throwing at someone's head, and everything. What do pitchers have? A guy stands right on top of the plate. You want to move him back. If you hit him, oh, well, it's a part of baseball.
Yeah, I think it's part of the game.
Yes, but what you have is some of these guys who throw 100 miles an hour, trying to hit a guy, and then they hit him in the head. I tell you what. It would be like a PED suspension.
What's
it would
EED?
Steroids.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Something that Barry Bonds took.
Yeah. 80 games. If you hit a guy in the head, you are done. Mm-hmm. And
Now I have a rule then. You have to, I feel like you have to prove that it was intentional.
Well, that's what I just said.
No, wait, David, I disagree. If you're going to take the chance of hitting this guy because that's your strategy and you hit him in the head, that's on you. You rolled the dice on that. And intentional or not, if it was accidental, you were intentionally trying to hit that guy. So you're out.
Yeah.
There was a couple years ago, Mike Fiers hit Giancarlo in the cheek and ended it his season, but Giancarlo turned into it and it wasn't on purpose. There was no bad blood between Fiers and Giancarlo. It was a pure accident.
Now, David, as we said, you have to prove the intent was to hit him and the ball went to the head.
But see, and this is what I'm saying is if your strategy is, hey, they hit me earlier, now I get to take a shot at them because that's in the rules. If you're going to roll the dice on that, it could go horribly bad for both of you.
True.
That's the way I think. See, let's start a new league. Can we start an XFL style baseball league here?
Well, if we're starting that, then we're allowing brawls, PEDs, and the guys can use metal bats.
And everybody's got to sign a consent form. I'm not getting sued over this.
Yeah. And so, well, this has been an entertaining discussion on baseball. And so, David, hey, thank you for joining us. Thank you very much. And Brian, hang on. We got to get back to some dead sin talk. So we got to get back in. So, all right. See you later, David.
See ya.
See ya.
You know, play till tomorrow.
I'll try.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye.
If they lose tonight, I think they're done. So, in the softball tournament. No.
Rock Salt Fusecast Experience with Aaron, Dave, Patrick, and Jermaine on a mission from God.